This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. Hello again and welcome to the Football Japan Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley on Monday the 27th of August. The highlight shows in Japan are showing more and more European football, with Kagawa and company on form. But back home, the J-League is as exciting as ever, as the table tightens up at the top and bottom, with just a third of the season to go. It's the relegation battle we start with today, and what Ron Atkinson might have termed a nine-goal thriller. Well, Leandro scored a hat-trick to help Gamba Osaka climb out of the relegation zone for the first time all season, with a 7-2 thumping of hapless Consadole Sapporo on Saturday evening. The home side at Banpaku came out of the blocks quickly, taking the lead with their 10th goal attempt in just the 16th minute, when top scorer Akihiro Sato got his head to a cross from Shu Kurata. Takuma Hidaka then exposed Gamba's continued defensive weakness with an immediate equaliser from Sapporo's first opportunity. But Leandro took charge of proceedings with a spectacular volley to put the hosts back in front, before taking advantage of a poor defensive header to loft the ball over goalkeeper Tetsu Sugiyama for the third just before half-time. The Brazilian then converted a Hiroki Fujiharu cross on 57 minutes to complete his hat-trick, taking him to 6 goals in just 5 appearances since returning to the club from Qatar. And after that point, it was simply a matter of how many for Gamba. Yasuyuki Konno, a comedic own goal by Shunsuke Iwanuma, and Akihiro Ienaga took the final tally to 7, with Shinya Uehara netting a consolation for Consadole. However, the situation remains extremely tight at the bottom, after fellow strugglers Cerezo Osaka inflicted a first league defeat in 16 games on 6th place Yokohama F. Marinos. Meanwhile, a superb goal from Michel, nonchalantly lifted over the covering defender from a tight angle, gave Alborex Niigata a 1-0 win at Kashima Antlers. Cerezo are now 2 points clear of safety in 14th position, with Gamba ahead of Niigata on goal difference, with the second highest goals for and goals against tallies in the division. Omiya Ardija dropped to second from bottom, after Vigata Sendai finally returned to winning ways with a 3-1 victory at the NAC 5 Stadium. Yu Hasegawa gave the Squirrels the lead with a left-footed effort from 25 yards. But Wilson equalised for Sendai right on half-time, and strikes in the second period from Jiro Kamata and Toshihiro Matsushita secured a first 3 points in 6 matches for the title challengers. With that victory for Vigalta, the gap at the top is back down to just a single point, after leaders Sanfrecce Hiroshima succumbed to a 1-0 defeat at home to FC Tokyo. Tokyo manager Ranko Popovic took the unusual step of matching Sanfrecce's idiosyncratic 3-4-2-1 system. And it paid dividends when veteran striker Lucas collected the ball from Yohei Kajiyama and fired a low shot into the bottom left-hand corner of the net on 49 minutes. Hiroshima had twice as many goal attempts, but were unable to find their way past Shuichi Gonda, with both Hisato Sato and Hironori Ishikawa guilty of misses late on. Urawa Reds are now just 2 points off the summit in third, after a 2-0 victory away to Shimizu S-Pulse. Tsukasa Umesaki played what was effectively a cross-field 1-2 with Tadaaki Hirakawa to volley Reds in front after 11 minutes, before being fouled by Alex Broske to give Yuki Abe the chance to double the lead from the spot. Jubilo Iwata leapfrogged Kashiwa Reysol into fourth with a 3-0 drubbing at the Hitachi Stadium, where Kashiwa defender Naoya Kondo was dismissed after just 18 minutes. Elsewhere, Nagoya Grampus put their recent miseries behind them with a 1-0 win at Kawasaki Frontale, while Vissel Kobe played out a scoreless draw with Sagan Tosu. Well, a few more quick talking points to finish up with, and Shinji Kagawa made an immediate impact on his Old Trafford debut as Manchester United beat Fulham by 3-2, scoring a tap-in from close range after Tom Cleverley's effort had been parried by Mark Schwarzer. Elsewhere, a host of Japanese names were in action on the opening weekend of the German Bundesliga. Hiroshi Kiyotake was the standout performer, sending in the corner for Hanno Balic to head the only goal for Nürnberg in their 1-0 win at Hamburg. And finally, victory over Yokohama F. Marinos was not enough for Sergio Suarez to save his job at Cerezo Osaka, with the club announcing on Sunday that Livia Culpi had returned for a third spell in charge in order to stave off the threat of relegation. Well, just a quick plug to finish up with, and from this season I'll be appearing on the J Sports programme Foot every week to analyse the English Premier League. If you're in Japan, do check out the show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on J Sports 3. Okay, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.